Let's see now if we can appreciate the extreme expression of God on earth through Mary, bringing forth into visibility a child without a man as a father. Here is the demonstration of soul power. And through this soul power, Mary produces a new kind of man who could never die. The kind of man who could be crucified and survive. A kind of man who was not limited by our normal human limitations of matter. Living a life that was not under material law, under the law of disease, or the law of destruction or deterioration, but a life under the law of God. Not a life subject to good and evil. Mary had reached into the invisible where no human consciousness can penetrate. And she brought forth into the visible the universal Christ, the universal life, which is your life, the life of your neighbor, the life of the human race. Not the life we're living, but the life we can and should be living. The soul of Mary shined like a spotlight on an invisible life substance that no man on earth knew was there. A substance that lives forever. And it was that invisible divine life that appeared to human vision as a form called Jesus. A form that, to all extents and purposes, was the same as all other human forms on the earth, but it was not. When the Christ of Peter recognized the Christ of Jesus 30 years later, Mary's major mission was accomplished, fulfilled. She revealed that divine life is on earth. Peter recognized it, heralding the inevitable recognition of Christ's life by other souls, and the eventual transformation, the overshadowing of dying human mortal life by the permanent, immaculate, invincible, immortal life of God everywhere. Peter recognized the miracle of Christ's life where a man named Jesus stood. And today, you can see all around you the fruits of that recognition. And especially here in the infinite way, where students are learning to overcome the personal sense of life and are striving to accept individual spiritual identity. We are in a new age, and you, when you understand the revelation that there is one infinite incorporeal man behind the seeming presence of millions of finite corporeal beings, then you will begin your own journey to Bethlehem. When you realize that this infinite, incorporeal man, which Mary revealed as the invisible Christ, is the only Son of God, you will know that a new self is coming forth. A new age is dawning in your consciousness. Because to you, the incorporeal Christ is no longer an abstract idea or a baby lying in a manger or an inspired personality who spoke outside the synagogues of Israel. Oh, no. Like Mary, your soul is yielding to the one divine life pulsing within you. And in one glorious burst of wisdom, one day, you will exclaim, that one infinite, incorporeal, spiritual man behind all these illusions of millions of mortal, finite people, that one undivided, eternal self, I am now. I am not this one, I am that one. And then the mission of Peter will also have been fulfilled in you. But are you willing to walk forth and discipline yourself to separate the unreal from the real? You say yes. Try an experiment and see how willing you are. In this meditation, take the theme, there are no persons out there. No persons out there. I don't care where you put them. You can say they're in your mind if you like. That would be true. But they're not out there. Why? Because the incorporeal, infinite Christ, the Spirit of God, the one invisible being, is out there. And that one invisible being out there is also right where you are. For it is undivided. No personal sense means not only is there no person where I am, but there is no person out there. And that is the theme of your meditation. Dwell upon it. No person out there. No sick people, no healthy people, no rich people, no poor people. No colors, no races, no creeds, no religious people, no atheists, just no people. No material anything. Christ is there. This is the revelation of Mary. This is the earth-shattering recognition of Peter. This is the teaching of the Christ. This is the will of God. No respecter of persons, because they are not out there. Many have lived in this understanding that no persons are out there. It is a form of dying to the unreal. And when you practice it daily, when you die daily to persons, you are loving God supremely. Why? Because the invisible child of God is there. Everywhere. The child revealed in Nazareth is the infinite child of God everywhere. And don't forget to include you. Who has a heart attack? False self. Who wants to be a great success? False self. Who was sick yesterday? Who thinks he'll be sick tomorrow? False self. Who's growing older? The infinite child of God? Who are you? You see why you must die daily to persons? To self that is not. Now that's our meditation until we enter the Orlando experience. There are no persons out there. To do it correctly at 5 p.m. California time, you'll find that throughout the day, you'll have to have those 10-second meditations in which you remind yourself, no persons out here. Cannot be. If there were, then there would be persons and the Christ. And the whole purpose of the Christ demonstration by the Spirit through Mary, through Jesus, through Peter, through you, is that Christ is the only Son of God. And only the Son of God exists. There is no other Son. And therefore there is no person out there. For 10 seconds, 30 times a day, make this your meditation. Every day. Just as you did for 30 times every day on the subject of I am not in a form. As you look at persons everywhere, know they are not there. Christ is. Christ is. The infinite I am. Look at yourself in a mirror if necessary and know, I am not there. Christ is. Christ I am. Oh, 30 times a day is nothing, because someday it'll be 24 hours a day. But 30 times for just 10 seconds of time to get the habit, the pattern, the right thinking established, the reflex actions. And then at 5 p.m., we all join in California time to know there are no persons in the universe, only the infinite Christ. That's saying to God, we believe in your word. and we accept identity as the infinite Christ. I, the infinite Christ. Thou, the infinite Christ. Oh, how that will take us into the New Jerusalem. Listen to this. I live without inhabiting myself in such a wise that I am dying, that I do not die. Within myself, I do not dwell, since without God, I cannot live. Reft of myself, and God as well, what serves this life, I cannot tell, except a thousand deaths to give. Since waiting here for life, I lie and die, because I do not die. This life I live in vital strength is loss of life, unless I win you. And thus, to die, I shall continue, until in you I live at length. Listen, my God, my life is in you. This life I do not want, for I am dying, that I do not die. Five 500 years old, first lived inside himself by Juan de la Cruz, known to the world today as John of the Cross. So high in consciousness that he survived the Inquisition in the 16th century. So high in consciousness that Sister Teresa, when she discovered his Christ consciousness as a living fact, persuaded him to carry a little notebook to jot down his contemplations. And there you have one of them. Poems of St. John of the Cross, published by Grosset and Dunlap, New York, in what they call their university library. I'm sure any bookstore can find it for you. John is saying that he is dying in order to live. He is seeing no person, not even where he stands. He is dissolving the false shadow of corporeality in the fullness of his spiritual reality. His dying is an awakening. Dying is a technique of resurrection. You die only to illusion. You die to sin, to disease, to pain. You die to death. You die to non-existence. You die to the non-God, the non-self. You die to the limitations of mortality, which is not. You die to separation from your source. Every step out of false corporeal sense is a dying that brings you closer to life, closer to oneness with God. You die to time forms, to temporary forms, to perishable forms. You die to every form that God did not create and substitute there the reality of the invisible Christ, the one undivided spirit. You accept the allness of Christ as the one and only identity, the real identity, behind every physical structure. Because you accept God's word that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, you die to this world. And one day there is nothing left, it seems, but something is left. And what is it? The kingdom of God is left. The kingdom in which Christ lives. The divine life is left. God is left. The one is left. You remain. All dying spiritually is the borning. The conscious dying to belief in the corporeal world, which is dead. And in this dying, your soul is opened, your incorporeal senses come to life to reveal the miracle of the kingdom of God here on earth. Dying to humanhood is the acceptance of Christhood. Dying to the belief in human parents is the acceptance of Christ where you stand and where they stand. Dying to the belief in human parents is the acceptance of God as your source. Dying to the belief that you have a physical body is the acceptance of your invisible Christ body here and now. And that acceptance cannot be merely verbal. Your invisible Christ body has no heart attacks and even no heart. It has no emphysema and it has no lungs. It has no brain tumors and it has no brain. When you accept the heart attack, the emphysema, and the brain tumor, you are living in a false body, which is not your body. You are rejecting, by your acceptance, you are rejecting the Word of God and the Fatherhood of God and the substance of God. Whereas you can turn and live. You can face the oh-so-terrifying appearance, the oh-so-terrifying feelings, and step out of that identity. Accept that you are the infinite Son of God daily. With an indestructible life daily. Not the finite child of temporary physical parents. Or else you are doomed to a limited physical life in a body that is doomed to a finite end. Mary believed in the fatherhood of God. And Christ was born in her soul. Jesus was born without the belief in human parents. And it was that knowledge which enabled him to survive. In the appearance called this world, and to continue life in the life of God, in which he lived while appearing in the form. These miracles in the Bible did not happen accidentally. Spirit demonstrated them, and now it is teaching you that they were accomplished because Mary and Jesus lived consciously in the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something you may not have realized. There isn't very much to say about the early life of Jesus. Just a few incidents. And there is so much speculation about why it isn't spoken of. And the simple truth is this. The early life of Jesus was a hidden teaching, training, that which was called Jesus in the Christ consciousness, so that by the age of 12, he had learned how to live in the illusions of this world while living consciously in the kingdom, about his Father's business. Few of us, if any, have had that childhood training in which we were taught how to live in the kingdom of God while appearing in this world. Now is the time. The time has come to live consciously in the kingdom of God here, now. To know your source and your substance is the living Spirit of God. To know that humanhood is a denial of that fatherhood. And to refuse to believe in the presence of corporeal bodies that live in a world of war, poverty, hunger, corruption. Christ shows us a better way. Christ takes you out of this world into the kingdom here and now, into your real life, into divine freedom, into the government of God here and now, into the peace, the harmony, the wisdom, the grace. But remember, all this is reserved only for the immortal Son of God. You can enter the kingdom of God now only on one condition. Christ must take you there, and you must accept Christ as your infinite self. As you make this change over in consciousness to accept Christ as your infinite self, you are automatically in the kingdom of God. So take off your mortal shoes. Drop that belief in physical form. You are in Nazareth. Open your inner ear and you will hear the angel of the Lord speaking to you. Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou. Behold, thou art the Christ. Oh, yes. Spirit is saying that to you every second. But if you're not in your soul, what do you hear it with? These appendages on the side of your face cannot hear. The kingdom of God is within you, and therefore it is here. It is now. It is available. And you will fulfill your destiny as Christ only by living in the kingdom of Christ. And this is the sacred will of your Father to lead you home, that you may return out of the world to eternity, to life without imperfection and without end. Here and now, in the Father's house, and inherit all that your Divine Father has prepared for you before the illusions of the world entered into human consciousness. Stop dying. Begin living. It's sort of strange that we rarely find the way to come to grips with our own infinite oneness. And yet, this is what God has been saying to you for 2,000 years in the New Testament and for billions of years before. It would be very difficult to hear the Spirit of God within without realizing that your new self is inevitable. Just as the babe within Mary was borning as she journeyed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, as her soul was feeding substance to this babe, bringing it out of the infinite invisible into manifestation. So something in you must say, yes, this is my path. And if yes is your answer, if this is your path, then walk now in the kingdom. For it is the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of life, the kingdom of perfection. Let yourself dwell in the kingdom of God. Within your living soul, an awareness begins to feel the texture of a new universe. Beyond your senses, You begin to feel the presence. Of possibilities unknown to the mind. Just beyond your senses. You step out of multiplicity and you enter the magic of oneness. When divine thought wills it, 10,000 angels may appear in bodies of light. When your soul enters deeper, away from the sounds of the earth, away from the heritage of mankind, away from the memories of a you that only seemed to be. Love flows upon the new atmosphere like the petals of a rose. The atmosphere comes alive with a tenderness of 1,000 muted violins. There is a fusion, an infinite fusion . Soon there is no difference between you and the kingdom. You are fused into oneness. The kingdom is you. There is no beginning, no end, no parts. Where are you? You are in the womb of creation. You are trusting the will of God to reveal the treasures of the kingdom to your soul. You are taking no thought for your life. You are resting consciously, alertly, in your own infinite self. There are no persons in your kingdom. There is no sickness. There is no human or material law. There is only God, without opposite. You have left behind you the illusions of the world. For in your kingdom there are no illusions. No conditions. All that is unlike God is revealed as non-existent. This is only a meditation, but this is also a way of life. In this meditation, your eyes are closed. In your way of life, you live in the kingdom with your eyes open. You live in the immaculate kingdom because Christ lives in the kingdom. Wherever you show evil to Christ, Christ shows you the evil isn't there. The moment you are not living in the kingdom, while your seeming form walks in the world, you are denying that you are the infinite Son of God. You are denying Christhood. You are accepting humanhood out there and humanhood where you stand. In your kingdom, there are no persons. No flesh, only spirit. No male or female. No child or adult. Only the perfection of God's Spirit. No matter what the human eye sees, you are living behind the veil of the senses while you walk in the kingdom of God on earth. As Mary saw and realized the invisible Christ, before it was visible, by accepting God's Word and then permitting God's Word to become manifest, so you are accepting the invisible kingdom by accepting God's Word that the kingdom is within you and letting God reveal the perfect manifestation through your enlightened soul. You are releasing man. You are releasing the physical structures of the world, all on God's say-so, all because the Father has said, I am the only source and I am Spirit. You are placing God's Word above your senses. You accept the infinite divine self everywhere, and there is no evil in it. Therefore, there is no evil in your kingdom, no matter what may appear to your physical eye. You are not sowing to flesh. You are sowing to the Spirit. You are living consciously. In the will and word of the Father, living in the kingdom of the Father on earth as in heaven, living in your divine identity, and you are accepting that I and the Father are one. The Pharisees saw the adulteress. But why does Christ not condemn her? Because Christ walks in the kingdom where there is no adultery. They will bring you many to judge. Will you condemn them, or will you walk in the kingdom where only the Spirit is? They will bring you the images of dead persons. Will you accept that? Will you, or will you, live in the kingdom of reality, where neither living persons nor dead persons exist? My kingdom is not of this world, but my kingdom is within you. For you are the Christ. I ask you a question. Did Mary bring Christ into this world? Or did Mary bring this world into the kingdom of Christ? In that question is an electrifying truth that can catapult you into a new consciousness. When you leave this world and live in the kingdom, you are leaving all illusions behind you. You are leaving false identity behind you. You are leaving all divisions behind you. You are accepting one. One Christ everywhere. One individualization of God showing forth the human sense as human beings. But behind every human being is God individualizing as that which our false corporeal sense calls person. Impersonalized. We are declaring death to all mortality. And this is the fee we pay to enter the blessed kingdom here and now. Resurrection requires death to mortality. And without resurrection, how can we experience eternal life? We are making the word flesh. We are on our way to Bethlehem. And on this journey, we have no husband who is a man and no wife who is a woman. No. Our bridegroom is Christ. We are going to the city of substance, of bread, of life substance, the city of Christ, for Christ is the bread of life. We are moving out of material consciousness into spiritual consciousness, out of flesh and blood, out of time and sickness, out of personalities, out of personal will, out of false identities. We are awakening to the miracle of one. The foundation of divine birth, of Christ realization, is living consciously daily in the kingdom of God, which is here. The Bible calls it praying without ceasing. The Bible calls it abiding in me. living in illusion is the way of human beings. Living in the reality of God, in the divine life of God, in the kingdom of God, in the identity of Christ, is your preparation for birth. And from that overflows inner life, inner joy. Whoever is living without joy is living in the world of illusions and has not yet learned to live in the kingdom of God. I don't know if we're going to Orlando or to Bethlehem, but if our journey is in oneness, Orlando will be Bethlehem, and there we shall meet in the very same kingdom of God that we are living in now, to share, to know, to be the life of God manifest. Much love, many blessings. From the infinite spirit to the infinite spirit. See you soon.